You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Lady, you left your pills on my seat.
Respect your elder.
Fall like you hot, see, look where it gets you. They won't love you, they will respect you. Everything's on me, came from the bedroom. Used to get stage fright, now I get legroom. I've got it sus. All of your sus. Front of the bus. I ain't cool, never was. If I were to die tomorrow, I'd be a legend of czar. Fuck all your mentions and follows. I got them guessing where I'll go. Play a dummy, but I know. You've been a dummy for white folks. Wake up, turn the lights on. Hold up, I'm in my zone. I got some errors to run. Get high till I'm embarrassed as fuck. Why you be caring so much? Nobody's there for you but you. Yeah. And a few others. I got siblings and a few brothers. Some high fives, probably you fuckers. It's a family thing and gotta do numbers, but I do numbers. I've been up there with some nominees. Up out the whip, I forgot my keys. Whipping, I'm whipping the Odyssey. If you ain't fam, don't copy me. If it ain't love, what it gotta be? I feel like you don't fuck with me. Cause I got them jumping like coffee beans. Cause I got them looking like they off a beam. You don't know what I seen. I could go on like my discography. Way too long, shit probably. Shit probably. I got a lot of demons in one brain. I probably let them loose from me one day. But trying to shake them off like a Yonte. This look good, feel good, that's how I done things. How I done it, I am coming for mine. How I done it, I am coming for mine. How I done it, I am coming for mine. How I done it, I am coming for mine.
Dharma at Rome featuring Elder, and we have got Dharma at in the studio. Kia ora.
Morning.
How are you going?
Good. How are we all doing?
Oh, fantastic, actually. It's a very nice Friday morning up at BFM, and I'm excited to chat to you about this song, but also a brand new one that you've just put out today called Gee Whiz.
Gee Whiz.
How have you been?
I've been good. I've just been stressful. Work's been bloody busy. trying to tee up all this music. Got a baby on the way, so
it's exciting.
Things are nuts, to say the least.
Not surprising then, but it's pretty cool that in the midst of all of that, you're still putting out a few tracks, which is exciting. And erring towards an album, is this right?
Yes, I got an album coming out. Oh, I don't think I'm allowed to announce the date yet, but
at some point in the future.
Yeah, it's called Belial, and it's really, really weird.
Awesome.
I think this is the only station that would like allow me to like talk about it.
Excellent. Well, that's what we like at BFM. And it's pretty wicked because you've been getting some creds for your last album, Wilkins. Can you tell us a little bit about that? What are you nominated for?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about it. I was like, what?
What? Prizes?
I got nominated for Best Hip Hop Album by a Māori Artist at the Waiata Māori Music Awards. And I'm really excited. I was so keen to go down.
Yep.
I think they do it in like Hawke's Bay or something.
Yeah.
I was keen to go down, but
COVID. Oh well.
Yeah, I know.
So, huge honor though.
Oh, I'm
it's
so awesome. Stoked. Either way, I just wanted to go down and feel like the glory of it.
Yeah. Well, we can bask in the internet glory or something like that, however it's going to be working. It's actually such a cool recognition, though, for a record that we've been loving at BFM. Mm. Wilkins kind of, I guess it wasn't the first thing you've ever put out, but it did kind of like put you on the musical map a little bit. And since then, you've played plenty of shows. You've also put out a few more singles and you're obviously working on something new. What's the journey felt like from your perspective, putting that Wilkins record out and then looking at Belial coming out in the near future?
It's actually been really strange because I put out Wilkins and it was like, this is the last thing I'm dropping for a while.
Yeah.
But it was like the first thing so many people heard.
Yeah.
So I was like, it kind of felt weird for me to try and explain to them, like, you know, them just hearing it for the first time, be like, oh, wow, you're really good. And then, when's new stuff coming out? And because I wasn't planning on dropping anything this year.
Yeah.
But things changed. But, so it was kind of weird to have to try and explain to people, oh, that's it for a while, I'm sorry. You know, just get a bit of buzz and then, oh, no, nothing, sorry.
Leave them wanting more, you know?
Yeah.
It's been really cool, though, to hear the new stuff you've been putting out. And you've sort of been saying online a little bit that it's a bit more experimental for you. It's going in a different direction. What can people kind of expect from Belial? And in what ways is it kind of different for you than stuff you've made before?
I think a lot of the themes I sort of tackle on this one are the same, if not around this, based around the same time as Wilkins. But I think Wilkins sort of expressed pretty much just sadness and dread. This one is like anger and dread. Like, this one is like, I scream a lot in this one.
Cool.
I sang a lot in the last one, and in this one I just scream quite a lot. You'll hear a lot of backing vocals of me just going, ah!
That must have been quite cathartic to kind of just be in the studio yelling.
It was funny because like, My girlfriend would be in like the lounge just like watching TV, and I'd be in the room recording, and I'd just come out and like face just red as and she just looks at me like in her dressing gown like, how was that?
Need to go for like a power walk around the block and just like work it out.
I just sit down and just like, I'm just dizzy as hell from the recording session.
It's been awesome to see some of the people you've been working with since you've been making stuff, basically. Can you tell us a little bit about working with like Elder, for example, on that Rome track? How did that kind of come to be?
Yeah, I've known Elder for quite a while, actually. I think a few years now. And I've always felt like he was pretty well slept on. And we actually released a song ages ago. But no, it caught like no traction at all. It was a really good song, but it sucked. I was like, oh man, we got to do another one in the future. And I felt like, yeah, he just sent me a pack of beats. I was like, hell yeah, this was. And then I actually previewed it during a lockdown.
Yeah.
Mellow Downs did he was doing ISO ciphers on Facebook.
Oh,
Live.
That's right. Yeah, I tuned into a couple of those.
Yeah,
they were awesome.
I was on one and. So we did a freestyle, whatever, and then we're all playing tracks, and I was like, "Fuck! All I have are these weird songs, like the Belial, all the Belial songs." I was like, "I don't want to play." I was like, "What's the most normal sounding song?" And I played Rome,
because
I felt like that's sort of, you know, a normal song, and I played that, and then that sort of started making waves. Everyone wanted to hear it, so.
That's kind of a really good place to start. I really enjoyed those ISO streams that Mellow Downs was doing. It was kind of like as close as you can get to a bunch of mates sitting around in someone's lounge and playing each other tracks and having a chat in isolation.
Yeah.
So kind of doing it through the internet and stuff. What have been some of the ways that you have been, I guess, like connecting with your community through ISO, because it's just been such a weird time? What have been some of the ways you've like managed that for yourself?
I feel like what I've sort of done, because all we really had was the internet around that time, I'd actually take the time out to listen to a lot of the locals more and sort of just randomly message them out of the blue like, whoa, this is crazy when you did this in this song or whatever.
Yeah.
Just give compliments like that. And because I feel like artists are used to getting compliments and we can get numb to them.
Yeah,
but when
you're
not getting them, it can feel kind of weird. So, yeah.
And when you haven't got the natural outlet of being able to go and play a gig and see people respond to a track.
Yeah, and like a good set, you don't get that. Like,
Yeah.
So it was, that's what I was doing, just trying to, wasn't really doing it to do that, but
that
I felt like
of,
that was helping in the end.
Yeah, totally, yeah. Well, it's been great to hear the stuff you have been releasing, and I'm excited to hear what the rest of Belial sounds like, especially if it is kind of erring in a weird direction. I'm keen to hear what that's looking like.
It's a little chaotic.
We like a bit of chaos at BFM. Gee Whiz is the track that's out today, though, and you've also got a remix. Can you tell us a little bit about both of these sort of versions of the song?
So the original song, I was really just going to rap over an 808. I did there's an 808, the like main sort of instrument in it, and I was just going to leave it at that and just scream. But then I was like, I need drums to sort of get a rhythm going.
Yeah.
So yeah, I just chucked drums in, recorded. I just felt like screaming because I used to make a lot of these songs in 2018.
Yep.
And I was like, I haven't really done that. No one really got that on Wilkins, and I've got a certain little audience that particularly like that from me.
Yeah.
Opposed to like, you know, the emotional, slow stuff. So that's how that came about, the original version. The remix version, I was in bed making a beat, and I, to be honest, just couldn't be bothered rapping on it. So I was like, let me just try and get these vocals from G-Wiz. So I dragged them over, and I was like, oh, this sounds cool. And
yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And nice. I was like,
this is the remix.
That's always a great way to approach a track, I reckon, is, yeah, you know,
and the exact
there's no
mix,
reason.
Yeah, yeah, the exact remix, like mix,
yeah,
is done in bed on laptop speakers. I didn't even change it.
That's very 2020. Nice.
Yeah,
huge.
I was like, no, I'm not changing it. That'll ruin it.
Well, we're going to have a listen to the track now. If people want to get it, Dumarat, where's the best place for them to go?
Probably
Bandcamp or Insta? Or
Instagram, yes. The album will be on Bandcamp as well, though. It'll be everywhere.
Awesome.
October.
October. October time.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you so much for coming in. It's
thank
always
you.
A pleasure. We'll talk to you again soon. This is G-Wiz.
BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.